It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Adams, what a dear brother. We appreciate you and what you do for us on Heartline, our radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. Well, you know, you've heard me say so many times over the years that we are in Jerry Brenneman's office with Jerry Brenneman, the director of all things Evangel Home. We're talking with one of our ladies, one of our residents and students that's part of the program here. Well, today we toss it all out the window. We're not in Jerry Brenneman's office, and we're not with Jerry Brenneman, and we don't have a resident. I am here with a dear sister, Roz. Rosalind has been through things.
Yes.
And is now part of the staff.
Good morning.
At Evangel Home. And we're going to talk with Roz about her background, her present ground, her anticipated future ground, perhaps, and what's going on right now as the ladies are part of the Amazing Race.
Amazing race.
So, Roz, over the years, I mean, we've conversed a number of times on the radio, but, you know, hopefully new people come to the air. They don't know you. They don't know your story. They don't know your background and what God has done.
Yeah.
Take a few minutes. Let's hear your testimony of what God has done in your world, where you were, what he's done.
All right. Thank you. Good morning to all you who are listening. Jim, about 14 years ago, I came to Evangel Home as a resident myself. I came from an incarcerated facility downtown. I was facing 3 years in prison, and I had an opportunity to do the program instead of prison. Patty Jennings came out, interviewed me. October 6, 2000, she picked me up. I came. I graduated that following year, July 2001. Right after graduation, I lost my son. He was 18, a graduate from Fresno High.
You didn't just lose your son.
I didn't just lose him. He was a victim of a drive-by shooting.
He was murdered.
Yes, he wasn't the intended victim. He was murdered. The case is still open. It has not been resolved as yet. But, you know, I couldn't get caught up in the politics of who, what, when, why. I was grateful that I had a relationship with the Lord because of that program that I had just graduated from. I held on tight with both hands, and God fills the void. You know, there was an emptiness that he filled. Soon after that, I just came on board part-time until 2008 here at Evangel Home as an intern staff. In 2008, January, I was hired full-time. God has just done amazing things, leaps and bounds. Just amazing. I'm still amazed.
Yeah.
After that, I've just been here. I was working in the crisis for several years, one of the crisis managers. Last year, Patty invited me to work at the Garden with the women who, like myself, have come from an incarcerated facility to do the inpatient program. I was thrilled at just the opportunity to do that job because that's where I was reborn again, if you
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm.
She trusted me enough to be down there with those women who mm-hmm. have intricate issues that surpass the women who come to our crisis for
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah, for those of you who may be new to us, the Garden is has its own house
mm-hmm.
here on North Yosemite, and it is a 9-month program of classes and pretty high accountability and rigid rules, and it's primarily an alternative sentencing, although not exclusively. But primarily, women like yourself
yes.
get sentenced here
yes.
rather than doing
yes.
jail or prison time.
Yes, and the opportunity to just work with those women, that was huge for me. It still is.
Right.
There's a trust issue that I've been given. You know, they've trusted me with responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Yeah, these women are where you were. You
yes.
have an understanding and a
yes.
passion for their situation.
Yes. And so I have just relished the opportunity and the privilege it is working with them. There's a whole new picture there. In any case, being on that side, I've been also kind of given another responsibility to work with these women. Patty Jennings is just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I cry many a night just because I'm so grateful for her wanting me to work side by side with her. Mm. You know, she's teaching me. I'm yet learning. I make mistakes, but I'm learning from those mistakes, and it's just great. It's great.
Yeah, Patty Jennings is an amazing woman.
She is, indeed.
And,
she is.
We've wanted many times to hear her story. She simply will not. She's just scared to death of talking on them into a microphone. And so she, you know, bless her heart.
And, no comment.
For most people, it's absolutely terrifying thing to have to present themselves in a public forum. And it's so far out of her comfort level that we've not been able to have a chat with her on the air.
A lot of people are very private, and you know, it's amazing how we learn to respect one another's privacy.
We're just all wired different.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's been going on, but one of the highlights of the year here for the Women at Evangel Home is the Amazing Race.
Yes.
So tell us why. What's going on? What are the goals? What's the purpose? Why Amazing Race? A little bit about it and why.
Okay. Well, for some, including yourself, there was a show some years back that was called The Amazing Race, where there was teams of people who were put to challenges where they traveled all over the world to win this amazing race.
Mm-hmm.
And I gather that amazing is because they sometimes travel to other countries. And, I mean, there was thousands or maybe millions of dollars at stakes. I don't know what the prizes were, but it was huge. And they persevered through these different challenges, and they had to get on planes and go here and there. Well, Patty Jennings was watching that show at that time, and she was intrigued by it. And I guess the story that she came and she presented to Jerry and said, we should do something like that on a much smaller scale, of course, for our women, not send them out of the country and all that, but something that we can get them to do for, per se, a week. So this year, this is our 9th annual Amazing Race.
Wow.
And on a much smaller scale, we as staff get together and decide the types of activities for every day. There's a different activity, the challenges, but they're racing through the week. And then tomorrow, which is Friday, on the Friday of that week, they present. It's called the presentation day. And they present
And there is a theme each year.
The theme this year is Fishers of People. We derived at that from the scripture, Matthew 4, fishers of men, where the Lord says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've taken that and we've changed it for the women. We're women.
Yeah.
We always try to incorporate something that works for everybody. So,
yeah, and of course, what's meant by that is fishers were mankind.
Yes.
It included women in the scripture.
So we used the word people.
Yeah.
They are set off on these little activities every day by clues. And in teams of two, we have six teams, there's 12 women, and they have to read their clue. They can't ask any questions of any one of us as staff. They have to read their clue. And the big part about that is as teams, it's called teamwork, you might perceive it different than I, Jim, if we're on the team. So we have to weigh together. The scripture says, how can two walk together unless they agree?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to reason with one another. Well, how do you perceive that? Well, I think it says this. Well, no, maybe it says this. And then they come together and then they're off and running.
Mm-hmm.
It has just been one amazing race this week, let me tell you, for us as well. But it's fun. It's a kind of relaxation. It gives them outdoor, off, away from program stuff and just to have fun. And they've been having great fun.
And it teaches relational skills.
It does.
That's what I keep hearing.
It does. We've also incorporated some. There's some other people, if you will, that are willing to come in every year and pick a day where they do a specific activity. One day of that week is a service day where they go and they give back. Another day is where they go out and they have games and activities such as things that trust that, like they might be blindfolded and say, you know, okay, fall backwards. And they've got to trust somebody. So there's a learning experience through the whole week. Different days, it's a different learning experience, but they're constantly learning something new about themselves, about other people, and how to interact once they've gone from here to the world again.
Yeah. So people skills, but based on biblical principles. Like the other day they went fishing.
Yes.
It was fishers of women. So they went to Woodward Park and put their bait in the water and didn't
catch
anything. But,
you
know, they did the activity.
And they did it as a team. Uh-huh. And one team member would fish first, and had they caught anything, the other team member would grab the line, loose the fish. We were catching and releasing.
Hmm.
And they would catch and release, and then they would switch. And no, they didn't catch anything. But you know what? I think they still had fun nonetheless.
Sure.
And even in those activities, sometimes the scripture makes more sense because they feel like they're acting it out.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
And today, as we speak, they are climbing onto a train headed for Hanford.
Choo-choo! Yes, and they will have to bring back some information that we've given them to find. If they don't, they don't. It's the participation, the experience. Again, they've got to learn to communicate. It's big. Communication is big, and that's one of the keys with today's activity.
All right. Well, I know Jerry gets so excited about it. I've not been part of it, so I'm getting secondhand information.
Yeah.
But I know it's a big deal.
It is.
To the staff and to the women who participate. Now, is this the Crisis Shelter Women? It's the program women.
It's the program women only.
Crossroads and Garden.
Crossroads and Garden, the long-term women. And it's geared for them because it's a part. Everything they're doing this week somehow touches on all the classes they have.
Okay, so it's part of the curriculum, really.
It is. It is. But it's a fun part.
Yeah.
It's a fun part.
Okay. What do you see? Now, you didn't mention in your summary of your world, you have a husband.
I do. I got married in 2008, May 24th. We just had our sixth-year anniversary. And he's great. He's wonderful. His name is Charles. I am Rosalind Smith Walton. And I just absolutely love him to death. Uh-huh. He's a great man. The Lord couldn't have, you know, God always picks what's best for us. And I am just so every day humbled when I look at my husband and just thanking God for the man he gave me. Yeah.
That's great, Ross. That's terrific. Well, we're running close on time here. First of all, thank you for stepping in. Jerry wasn't available, and we want to keep up to date with what God's doing through the ministry of Evangel Home.
Sure.
You've got a few seconds. What do you tell a woman out there who is where you were in your world? What do you tell that woman very briefly?
There is real help available. A lot of us don't know what that looks like, but when you see it, there's something inside of you that the Lord will confirm. There's real help available. If you want help, 559-264-4714.
Thank you. And thanks for including the area code. I sometimes forget to do that.
Sure.
So give us a call, 559-264-4714.
Yes.
A person will answer the phone
24/7,
and there is help available.
Yes.
So don't put it off any longer. Ken, it's your turn. Make our conversation a radio program. My listening friend, thanks for joining us on this adventure we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Well, you heard Jim mention the Amazing Race. You can get more details on that event as well as some photographs of the Amazing Race at the Evangel Home website at evangelhome.org. Also, check out the Evangel Home's Facebook page. Just search for Evangel Home, Inc. And, of course, you can reach the ministry by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Bless you. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.